because in this transition and time that we're in to bring the church back to her rightful place, everything they said in these songs about God, it means the same thing about you. Whoever and whatever he is, I am also. Now, you're going to take some revelation to understand that. And so some changes are going to have to be made in the body of Christ that we can come to the position where we may be able to flow in the privileges and the assignment that God has given us. So this is a transitional prayer that I've been praying in my spiritual warfare Bible. I'm not fighting the devil. I'm taking over. In your personal life, listen to me. In your personal life, you're about to take over. You design by being a partaker of His divine nature, which made you like Him. So the abilities of God is in you, but it has to be unfolded from the natural. Science, culture, different things that are going on now. I'm looking for 300 people who I can fully train. Like Gideon Army. You one of them? Yeah. It's historical in the body of Christ on the last setting I was with you. You remember two Sundays ago. You have to listen to that three or four times. It's beyond normal. And there are some things the Holy Spirit said. I listened to it again this morning. The Holy Spirit said in that section that you got to get down in you. It will be real strong this morning. Some things are going to be said. Your spirit can check it out and see whether it's the spirit or not. I mean, you're not left at another person's advantage because you got the Holy Spirit also. Right? So in this prayer, I want you to push and underline some words. Well, the first one, the name was Jesus. We're going to pray a part of it. We're not going to pray the whole thing. We'll pray some next week. You can't stand on one part of this prayer. Underline Lordship. He has to be the Lord of your life. He cannot be just your Lord carrier. Whoa. You heard that? Did you understand that? God can't be just your load carrier. You drop your load on Him. No, you have to decree and declare, understand, yield to His Lordship. He got to be Lord of your life. And then notice the covering of, you see it, I get under the covering and anointing. Covered with the anointing. That's your piece of paper. Now you can write what you want on there. Yes, covered with the anointing. And then in that prayer, we're going to pray we come in agreement with the heaven to declare His glory. Notice He said now, something you'll need. He talks about release the mysteries under me to bring heaven down to earth. And then that last statement in that first paragraph is talking about releasing the angels. I released them all over Darrow this morning. I'm driving down the highway, and I released the angels all over Darrow. Battling them up on my behalf ahead of time. Now, I want you to take this daily. What I do is I've said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, changes to we, because it's I, We rise early to declare your lordship, and I pray in tongue a while until he releases me. But I want to declare his lordship. Are you following me? So let's just pray a part of it so I can get into the word this morning. We'll pray the first session. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we rise early to declare your lordship. We get under the covering and anointing of the early rising. We come in agreement with the heavens to declare your glory. Lord, release the mysteries unto us to bring heaven down to earth. The stars, chief angels, are battling on our behalf ahead of time. You may be seated. You may be seated. You may be seated. Listen to this statement. My son, my oldest son, Junior, brought this statement out many years ago. But I want you to listen to it. We got to have it. An apostle structure, heaven to earth government, so that the portals of the supernatural, can be opened and all those connected can enter in and benefit. That's basically what we're doing here. Now, so powerful, I'm about to ask you a question. And I don't want you faking. I want you to understand what I'm asking you, because those who are going to adhere to this question, I'm going to ask them to stand. Now, if you can't handle it, don't stand. It's the message for this morning. And it may sound simple, but if I can get on the inside of you, it's going to be a blessing to you. The religious blockage have to be moved. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So I want you to answer this question, but if you answer this question, if you stand up, You got to be ready. You got to be ready for spiritual changes. Amen. We're not supposed to conform to the system. We're designed to change the system. So things will start changing in your life. What we're about to deal with this morning, things will start changing in your life on purpose. You should be more happier. You should be rich. You should be healthy. So the question is, are you ready to be a supernatural channel for God? Thank you. Think about what you're doing now. Because we gotta go deeper than we were, than you are, than I am. Woo! In the spirit. So are you saying, and then would you answer that question now? I want you to write something else down that is very precious to me. When you ask the question, are you ready to be a supernatural channel, like he can come through you. He come to you and through you, doing supernatural things, calling things that be not as though they were and they show up. Now, with that in mind, there's another part to this. When you said yes, it gives you the divine right to operate in the supernatural sovereignty of God. Sovereignty means I rule everything. I own everything. I have no impossibilities and no limits. Now, as he is, so are we in this world. But it is in another dimension. It is in another realm. We're going to talk about that. Only a remnant in the body of Christ going to see this. All right? We're getting ready to operate you. Getting ready supernaturally to operate through the sovereignty of God. Now, sit down. Take notes. We'll go to a scripture in a few moments. I don't know if I'm going to be the man Tanya when we go to it. Your life, I don't know, will be explicitly changed this morning. Your expression when you talk going to be different. Your voice going to be different. Your normal words going to be supernatural. Supernaturalness will be a normal lifestyle for you. Miracles will be normal. Signs and wonders will be normal. Are you following? Now that's what he desired for the church. That's why I asked for that 300. There's only a remnant going to catch this. Let me give you those words. Remnant. Now watch the next word now. Watch the next word because Junior talked about it. Revelation. A remnant functioning from a revelation. A remnant that is not religious. A remnant that you cannot define what they're going to do next. They are not regular. We don't supposed to be regular. We don't supposed to be routine. There's an element flowing through us, changing us from everybody, called righteousness. I have a right to be bold. I have a right to be blessed. You understand what I'm saying? But unless you go on the inside, you're not going to really obtain this type of lifestyle. You are designed by God to be supernatural. You are designed by God to be supernatural. You're designed by God to have no stop sign in your life. Go where you want to go and do what you want to do and have what you want to have. Y'all better hear me up in here. You're designed to live explicitly just like Jesus. Functioning from the same power. The Holy Ghost. Jesus was functioning from the Holy Ghost and made him supernatural. Get these words down. We're going to read a powerful scripture in a few moments. Get these words down. Remnant. So everybody not going here. Tell your neighbor, everybody not going here. If you're not in a ministry that is putting out revelation, you can't be in the remnant. You're going to be different. Some people are not going to like you because you're walking too high for them. You got too much connection. You're in the middle of a problem with no worry. Because God has not given you the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. You're going to start living that, not just saying it. You're going to start living that. You're going to start not only living that, you're going to start giving that to people who come around you. God can handle that. Sit down, let me talk to you.
Jesus.
The church has to be redesigned. The church has to be redefined. So every one of us can walk in the realm of the resurrection.
Yes.
Talk to me here. Walking, you know what it means to walk in the realm of the resurrection? That means everything else is over.
Yes.
Death, sickness, disease, lack, no more bills, supernatural debt cancellation. It belonged to me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I get this word. Remnant. Are you going to be a part of the remnant?
Yes.
All right. To do that, you got to have revelation. Because the remnant, the remnant lives from the inside. So ain't nothing, the remnant is not worried about Hurricane Lee. The remnant tell Hurricane Lee what to do. Another word God just told me, and not in my notes. You designed to R-U-L-E. Rule every situation. And you can rule it in righteousness. I'm not talking about hurting people, but I'm talking about standing your ground. Because you're a child of God.
Yes, sir.
I'm hearing another word. Oh, my. Oh, my. I got to say all this before I take you to the scripture I'm going to so you can be ready for it. Every child of God should be a regulator. Otherwise, when you show up in a scenario, Rapakista, in a scenario, Jesus will become Lord. No matter what nobody else saying. You know that Jesus is Lord and you're going to keep him in the middle of the picture. You're not walking with God till your relatives don't want to see you. Those who don't want flow, you know what I'm saying? If all your relatives like you, you ain't walking with God. Hurry, don't it? Remnant, revelation, rule, regulator. All right. Now, here come the word. Rhema. Put down with Rhema, John 6:63, please. Hebrews 4:12, please. Matthew 4:4, please. Rhema. Rhema.
Yes.
A word that God has spoken, not to your preacher. Not to the apostle, not to the prophet, not to the pastor, a word that God has spoken to you. Look at y'all, some of y'all can't even respond. You don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to take you into another realm. God gonna talk to you, baby. You're getting ready for God to talk to you. That's why I'm preaching like this, so you can hear God for yourself. You get your answer. You get on your knee and get up and got your answer. I decree you'll never go down again. If I go down, Jesus got to go down. And Jesus said he ain't going down no more. He went one time. That's it. Sit down. Write these other words. Are you ready to be a supernatural channel?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
The first thing he's going to do is clean up your personal life. When I say clean up, that don't mean you're a whore. That don't mean you are running around and committing adultery. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things that you're supposed to have in your life you don't have because you look to the world system to bring it to you. But now you're going to know how to look to him, yield to him, and let him do it for you. He already have done it for you. You just got to know how to have faith and hope. And grace. God, this morning, is ready to do some new things for you. Now, you just sit there like I'm not saying nothing. God is ready to do some new things for you, things that belong to you, but you got to have revelation to walk in it. The key, listen carefully, is not emotion. The key is devotion. Yes. Write that down. Sit down and write it down. The key is not emotion. Emotion, just emotion. Devotion develop you into another person. Woo.
Yes.
Woo. The church full of emotion, but not enough devotion. Rhema, you understand it's a word spoken to you?
Yes, sir.
Then, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Rim. Rim. The inside rim. Working from the inside. Living from the inside. Ooh, my goodness. Living from your divine nature. Living, living the gesture live by faith. Now, in a few minutes, the Holy Ghost will hit his place because he's carrying you to another depth. Here's another word, reigning, like ruling, reigning. Let me read this to you to get you ready for the scripture. God is looking for believers and churches that are ready to let him flow through them in the supernatural.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So God want to flow through me. Say it.
God wants to flow through me.
In the supernatural.
In the supernatural.
So what you're supposed to be doing this morning is opening the valve.
Yes, sir.
And getting ready for him to flow at a different dimension in your life. You notice I never said the word perfect? We ain't talking about no perfect. We're talking about infirmity. We're talking about shortcoming. We're talking about inability. Listen. You must be willing to grow and develop in this normal realm of the kingdom. It's a normal realm. The supernatural is normal for you as a child of God to walk in it. It's normal. It's a normal life. You just got to have those words I talk about, revelation, but it's a normal life. It's a normal life for you to get out of that tight spot.
Yes, sir.
I bet you everybody gonna answer this part. Are you ready to take a glory world ride in your life?
Yes, sir.
A glory world ride? Meaning everywhere you go, God with you?
Yes, sir.
And you know it?
And
the crowd can't talk you out of it?
No.
Huh?
No.
Talk to me up in here.
Yes, sir.
Now listen very carefully. I said it, but I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it powerful this time. May the Holy Ghost breathe on it. You are designed to operate in God's supernatural glory.
Yes.
What a statement. What a statement. You are designed to operate in God's supernatural glory. God is looking for a people that he can operate through like he want to operate. I hear a powerful word. Here's a powerful word. I hear two powerful words. Yield, write that down. Another one is flow. Yield and flow. God is looking for somebody to yield and flow. I got another word, and trust. Trust me. It's going to look like you're not going to make it sometime. God Almighty. It's going to look like you're going the wrong way sometime. But you're going the right way. All the rest of them going the wrong way. See, the narrow way going to have a few. The wide way going to have many. Through the straight gate, few going through. Wide gate, the whole world going through it. So the crowd going to be going that way. You're going to be going that way. And they're going to be laughing at you, but the laugh ain't over yet. I've seen it over and over and over again. I've seen preachers laugh at me. I've seen them laugh, and when they show up, I flew right over their head. You about to fly, baby. In the spirit. In the spirit. In the spirit. In the Holy Ghost. In the gifts of the Spirit. In the fruit of the Spirit. Get ready to fly. I heard the Holy Ghost says, from this day forward, no blessing will pass you by. You heard? Write that down. Put a date by it. From this day forward, no blessing will pass you by. You know why? You're going to know how to yield to it. Religion blocks your blessing. Tradition blocks your blessing. Organization blocks your blessing. You got to know how to yield and flow. Say, Abraham, come out from your family. Yes. Abraham had to what? Yield and flow. Because of that, God blessed him. The glory of God is hanging over us now. We declare your lordship by getting under the anointing and declare your kingdom, power, and glory. Let me read this to you. What it mean to work in the glory of Jesus Christ? Look at Hebrews 13:21 right quick. Sit down. You can sit down. I'll get to the major scripture in a little while. Ooh, hallelujah. I don't know about you. I preach myself. Glory to God. I'm going to do more. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I feel the Holy Ghost moving up in here. I feel angels' wings flapping up in here. Somebody up in here been praying. Hallelujah. Are you ready to be a supernatural channel for God? God's going to start coming through you now. Hey, God's going to start flowing through you. You know why? God has nobody else to flow through. You coming to the point, you're going to stop asking for what you already have. The scripture keep telling you what belongs and you keep asking for it. Take it. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent took it by force. Faith is a force. Faith is a force. Faith is a divine force from God. It's not something that you can block or stop. You can't block it. You can't stop it. Boy, that's powerful, isn't it? Huh? But you got to use it right. I told you to go to, where I told you to go? I will go somewhere else. We'll come back there. You got to use faith right. Go to Hebrews 11:6. You got to use faith right. Yes, sir. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. But you got to use faith in a certain way. Right. Not to rule God. No. Not to call God on the carpet. You say you're going to do that. I can tell you, baby, who wrong. I'll tell you why it's not done. And not on God's side. You can just cry all you want and pray 15 more minutes. But it's not God. It's you. Something was you. Here's the secret. But our faith is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, number one. Believe that he is. But you got to go further than that. That he's a rewarder. Got to go further than that. of them that didn't just seek what they want. That's a secret now. There are times you shouldn't be asking God for nothing. You should be like, do like boy to do, Lord, you're so good. We love you. We love you, Lord. We love you. I'll tell you a story that weighs heavy on my heart and gave me a marvelous revelation. It's in the book of Kings when it was David. Who that was? God asked him for what he wanted.
Solomon.
That boy was enough in the spirit not to ask for no Rolls Royce. Give me a wisdom. He wanted wisdom to you know, that's the kind of life I live. I got a bunch of stuff. Collector car. I ain't asking for none of that. I'm so busy, and then somebody show up with it. Maybe you don't have what you want because you're asking for it too much. Oh, not Revia. He's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Here's a revelation. Seek him. I want to know you better. I want your presence with me. I want you to hug me, God. Sit down and talk to me. Tell me my next move. Show me how to walk. Show me how to talk. Show me when to be still, Lord. And then if I cut any more shika, you're getting in a position now he can trust you. Because if you get things too fast, a lot of us got stuff, a lot of us right now got some stuff too fast. And that stuff got too much attention. So sometimes it seems like God is dragging when we're trying to get something, but he's lagging till you catch on. Well, the stuff won't influence you. You influence the stuff. Y'all better let me preach up in here. Now, I'm just giving you some secrets, some things you desire. I'm giving you some secret how to get them.
Yes,
seek him.
Yes, seek him.
He know.
Yeah.
The psalmist said, delight yourself in the Lord. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Why you jump to the added stuff? Seek him. He the adder. Anybody feel your valve coming open? Your life must be different now, children. You're not on the outside looking in, you're on the inside looking out. Yeah, this is a flip-flop. See, to a large degree, the church is on the outside looking in, but you design to be on the inside looking out. Just say this with me. I invite miracles to come in my life right now.
I invite miracles to come into my life right now.
Everything that needs to be changed, they are being changed right now,
right now,
as I stand
or
sit in the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to see a difference in your life.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
I'm living just for you now.
Thank you.
I have experience. I have revelation. I have manifestation. And I know how it happened.
Yes.
And so now, apostolically and prophetically, pastorally, I'm to share it with you.
Right.
You don't have to go as far as I went.
No.
You don't have to go through what I went through.
That's
I had to learn. I had to pioneer.
Yes.
A pathfinder, a pay setter.
Yes.
But I'm coming telling you how it's done.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Don't just sit there. Listen, Listen, sit down. How long have I been going? About to a half hour. We'll take you back to that scripture now in Hebrews 13:21. Hebrews 13:21. Put it on the board for a minute. What did it mean to walk in the glory of Jesus Christ? He makes you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will. See, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. See, that's, you want him pleased. Huh? Now notice we had that word in Hebrews 11:6, you know. Please. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, but he told you how to please him. All right, let me show you one more. Supernatural demonstration of the Spirit and power wrapped in wisdom. Wrapped in wisdom. I'm going to add another word. Wrapped in wisdom, and you're going to have this to make this move. Discernment. Divine discernment and divine wisdom has to be in you. Because a lot of time, you're going to have to say no and everybody else saying yes. A lot of time you got to say yes, and everybody else is saying no. But you got to be moving in divine wisdom and divine discernment. Now, I'll tell you right now, a lot of things and a lot of people are going to be uncovered in your life. That person sitting there laughing, talking to you, you're going to see a demon. You don't want to see him, but you're going to see him. But we need to have this. I need to get him from around me. Y'all don't want to talk to me up in here anymore. No, you're going to operate in wisdom and discernment in order to be a channel for the supernatural. The supernatural can't be flowing through nobody with no wisdom and no discernment. You're running with everybody. There are some people you're going to have to shut down. Don't call me no more. I'm not talking about being ugly. I'm talking about the wisdom of God. I can't talk to everybody. What you stop here for? Wrong house. You don't mean me no good. I see clean through you. You got to get rid of all this baggage. These people are hanging on you. That's right, your husband be gone. You ain't heard that, I bet you. Don't always be grinning at my husband's face. Tell us, you'll be grinning. What you grinning about? Be grinning at my wife's face. Get out of our face. Y'all don't want me to preach. Seeing, hearing, and speaking. Revelation 1. Seeing, hearing, and speaking in the spirit. Seeing in the spirit. No, hearing in the spirit. Seeing in the spirit. Speak. Revelation 1:10. You got your Bible?
Yes, sir.
I was in the spirit. On the Lord's Day. When is the Lord's Day? Every day.
Yes, sir.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's Day and heard. Now, if he was not in the spirit, guess what? He would not have heard. Not only if you read further, you see that he not only heard, he seen, and he spoke some things. All right, let's go now to this Are you ready to be supernatural, be a supernatural channel for God? I want to talk about it in a few minutes. And then it means to operate in the supernatural sovereignty of God. That word sovereignty, that word means over everything, right? Supreme, rule, regulate, right? Talk to me. Some of y'all academic people talk to me up in here. Sovereign. See, supernatural mean sovereignty. Sovereignty and supernatural, they are the same. Because they overruled everything. All right. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. I want you to see 5 sovereignties of God slapping everything out the way. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. I'm going to read a few verses starting at verse 10. Because I praise God this morning. I praise him for the opportunity to preach to you and bring you to another level in the spirit, that you will get out of the trap, out of the trash, out of all these things been holding you back. Your joy unspeakable and full of glory is about to be your story. Not just a church member, not just reading the Bible, but the Bible start reading you. The Bible start regulating your life, and you live by revelation. You to redeem. It's time for you to have your dream. Do you have any dream? God want to fulfill your dream this morning. Because he can set you, yeah, but he can set it up down there, you know. Wherever you got to come from. See, I want you to take this serious, because you're not in a regular setting now. You see, you're going to operate, as Ronald talked about, in apostolic grace and apostolic faith connected, which is a government, which rule. See, we the one got to shut those homosexuals down. And what the LGBT, whatever it is. Flag and all. Flagging off. Yes, you got to love people and in trouble. We love them. I love them. But I don't love sin. I ain't going to put up with it. You understand? Don't give me that crap about you don't love me. Yeah, I love you. I love all men. But be a man. I can love you better. Be a man. Be a woman. Be what God made you to be. Y'all don't want me to preach up in y'all. We the ones supposed to shut them down. The government can't shut them down. It is the name of Jesus that shut that down. President Biden can't shut it down. Donald Trump can't shut that down. It takes Jesus. Sit down. Sit down. Say sovereignty 3 times.
Sovereignty.
All right, now. You let that little Mickey Mouse problem bother you next time, me and 3 of the elders gonna slap you. Just call the police. The police is already in here. Call the police. I just go to jail. I'm gonna slap you. Because the sovereignty of God, sovereign, gonna solve your issues.
Amen.
You got a right up.
Yeah.
You got a right to function in it.
Yeah.
You've been robbed, children.
Yeah.
You've been religious. They sing the most disrespectful songs in the church now.
Yeah.
These people, lady dancing, got her hand right where her private part. She dancing and shaking her butt. What? That didn't come in the church. And they're trying to, see, I could have all these seats full. I ain't thinking about filling all these seats. I want some clean people ready to be clean. I don't want all kinds of people from here. You know, you can't hang with the crowd when you're going to walk with God. No church in the world bigger than this church. I don't care what their number. Baby, talk to me here. I don't care what their numbers are. It's what on the inside of you. You see what I'm saying? See, it's not about number, baby. It's about understanding. It's about wisdom. It's about revelation. It's about understanding who you are. Look at this now. Sit down. You ready to hear? Because I said to you, whatever or whosoever God is, that's who you are. That's why we get a word in the New Testament, in Him. We live. We move. We have abide in Him. My sheep hear my voice. You see? So when you're hearing the voice, watch this. David praised God. They were given a lot of money there, and they knew it wasn't their money, it was God's money. But we're not going to talk about it. Watch this. Verse 10. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Now don't get scared, I'm about to do something. Wherefore Leroy blessed the Lord before all the congregation. Don't get scared. Don't get scared. And Leroy said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Why I can't say that? I could have put your name there. You ready? You ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to go there? I could have either used your name. When you know, you know, you know. That you're connected properly. You can do something like that. And the Holy Ghost will back you up. So I just took David's name out and put my name in there. Because I know him like David knew him. I'm going to tell you something that's going to be a blessing to you. You listening? You have already stopped a lot of Goliaths in your life. I heard the Holy Ghost say, tell them, you have had some Goliaths in your life, but those Goliaths came down because you was connected to God. They got people trying to ruin your marriage, trying to ruin your life, trying to ruin your job. That Goliath was setting trap for you. They thought they were big, but they messed with the wrong one. What a revelation that you have destroyed many Goliaths in your life. You're so busy looking at David and the big man. The things you have been through was the Goliath that was coming after you, and you took a rock. So not only David is a Goliath slaver, you are. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm gonna have to close. Oh my God. 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 Woo! Woo! Oh my God. My God, some Goliath's gonna come down today. Yeah. Things that have been bothering your life today, you become a Goliath killer. Yeah. Come on, son. I see you. $500 check. You left home and didn't know it, but you come under revelation and got to know it. I'm a Goliath killer. Don't care how big the problem is. Don't care how long it's been lasting. I found out this morning I got a slingshot. And that slingshot named Jesus. And when I read that name and turned that name around in my life, every Goliath has to fall. Hallelujah. Online, online. Make some noise. Online. You're a Goliath killer. You're a Goliath. You're a Goliath killer. Man, I want to read this. Sit down. Verse 11. Verse 11. I want you to underline five words in that verse. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Underline greatness. His sovereignty makeup consists of greatness. And because I'm connected to him, I function in his sovereignty, supernaturally. So I function in his greatness. It's not about feeling, Freddie. It's a reality. We're designed to function in the Father's greatness. And the power. So I'm designed to function in God's power. Unstoppable power. And the glory. That's three of them, isn't it? Huh? Greatness, power, and glory. Now watch. We got two more, but I'm watching. I'm hearing the Spirit says, these are ingredients of the supernatural. That voice is not just talking about God. It's talking about anybody who connected to him and honor him as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. That same greatness, same power, and same glory will help you not fight, whip. God's greatness, God's power, and God's glory belong to me. Hit yourself somewhere. Hit yourself somewhere. I can call on his greatness any moment. I can call on his power any moment. I can call. You know what glory means? Hey. What'd you say? What? All right, we're going to see it in a few minutes. See it in a few minutes. I got to get to it. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory. Good God Almighty. And the majesty. Those five things I want you to get. Now look what it says next. For all that is in the heaven and the earth is thine. For all, watch this now. Don't get scared. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is mine. I'm not talking about for selfishness. I'm talking about for glorifying. I'm talking about being a channel for God. So great things can happen in my life. And somebody can ask me, how your life get like this? I can tell them a man called Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Well, we got to have some evidence. Outside evidence. You're all deep up on the inside. You need to be manifesting some things in your life that a person can see God got his hand on you. That's why I wore my red shoes this morning. I want you to see God got his hand on me. Oh. I just messed with y'all. Hallelujah. How many of y'all better off? Some of y'all might not be listening, but Lord, child. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what stages we've been through this morning? Huh? You done said, are you ready to be a supernatural channel for God? All y'all stood up. And then he said to operate in the supernatural sovereignty of God. And y'all got a list. Watch what it says in the next one. You just stand or whatever. I'm going to close in a minute. Watch what it says in the next one. You somebody not like Ishka. Watch. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. And thou art as exalted as head above all. Well, watch them. Watch verse 12 now. Come on. Goodbye notes. If you meditate this long enough, all your debt will be canceled. I said, if you meditate on this long enough, all your debt will be canceled. Because you connected to him. God wants you to live a debt-free life. Don't come with no ignorant spirituality to me. Talking about the less you have, the closer you are to God. God said, get on from around me with that stupidity. I'll die. My son done die. I told you in John 10:10. The reason you're in debt, and the reason you don't think about getting out, and the reason you look into the world system for your income is the thief is stealing and killing and destroying you. I'm come, Jesus said, to get you out of that mess, and you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. Don't tell me you're not broke, abundant life. Keep it. Now, y'all ought to appreciate me. I'm canceling your debts. I'm talking about the anointing. As an apostle of Jesus Christ, I declare every person in here out of debt. Now, if you hold on to that, within the next 12 months, I don't care how much it is. I don't care how big it is. I say if you hold on to that and function in these messages that I'm giving, you're out in the next 12 months. Some quicker than that. Some will be out next month. You don't have to know how, baby. Just yield to the Spirit this morning. Do you know what life would be with no bill? Y'all want me to prophesy it? Yeah, just. Y'all gonna believe it? Yeah. Receive it. See, you don't have to know how, baby. See, I'm not talking about paying debt, paying notes. I'm talking about paying off. God, you could have a cousin died you didn't know about, left you $45,000, and a mail coming in your mailbox and say, cousin, and you don't even know the name. That's all right, though. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, cuz. God got so many ways to do it. Come on, y'all. Come on. I need some dreamers up in here. I'm not talking about figuring out from your income from the job and talking about sitting on side the wall, putting a vision board up and all that. I'm talking about the supernatural cancel. I'm talking about supernatural debt cancellation. I say I'm talking about supernatural debt cancellation. Both riches and honor. Now, look, notice what it says now. Come of thee. What? It said, come of thee. Who he coming to? Oh, hallelujah. It's an honor for God to cancel your debt. You just got a new house. God gonna pay for it. Oh, yeah, the way you sold? Oh, yes. Yeah, you ain't paying no 20 years and all that stuff. How people, you paying for the house three times. I made an expensive move last week. I bought the most expensive RV it can be bought. Well, there are no black folks there. They don't think they can go there. So God told me I got to go do it. I've been a groundbreaker for many years, stepping off in areas that people think they, come on, son, that think they can't go. Receive. Well, check up early, didn't you? Somebody saying this now. 500, Sam Nam. 500, Sam Nam. That's 200. Yeah. What? I don't hide nothing from y'all. How you gonna know you can do it if I don't set an example? That's Philippians 4:9. I'm not going to ever hide anything from y'all. I want y'all to see what God can do. Y'all know you got people all over the world coming and celebrate me and Mom and give hundreds of thousands of dollars. Y'all know that, right?
Yes, sir.
So stop all y'all crying then. Y'all should wear the same anointing I'm wearing. You hear me, young man? The same anointing I'm wearing, you got a right to wear. Whew. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. Hallelujah. In thy hand is power and might. In thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Thank you, Lord. Y'all receive that? Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Now, watch what he said in verse 14. You read the whole chapter, you'll see they've been given a lot of money, probably millions of dollars. But who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this soul? There's your dead cancellation right there. For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. When y'all stop looking at them little checks, holding on to it, I ain't giving this. And God got you set up that if you learn how to give, he gonna wipe everything out. Are you following me? You understand me? I want all of y'all out of debt. If you don't finally get out of there, I'm going to put you out of this church. Because I know you ain't following my instruction. Everybody could have. Abraham, look what he said in Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Look at it. We're close there. Look what he said in Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Those connections. I think in this prayer, I got you. You'll find out that the prayer was prayed and was prayed about enlarging his tent. And he said, and all who connected to him. Genesis 12, 1, 2, 3. Y'all connected. Two, listen to me. I'm not talking about me. Two, an anointing that has no level. I bless you this morning. I bless you to walk in the full measure of your blessing, with joy included. Stir up the joy that's on the inside of you. Now I have to try to finish this. We got to point one. I'm going to let you write that one down. Having a revelation of the sovereignty of God and knowing how to yield to him. Having a revelation of the sovereignty of God and knowing how to yield to him. 2 Chronicles 29, 10 through 14. Now, I'm going to try to take up, if I don't get somewhere, get to praying and other things that are coming out. Understanding the supremacy of Jesus' blood. Knowing how to yield to gifts, administration, and operations. I need to take you through that. So I'll stop. I'll kick you up next Sunday. Come on, daughter. She about to get married. And she married a good man. She married Brad and my son. So he's getting married, I gotta give him a raise. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, he got a raise coming. Brad, raise them children, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Or respectful. I trust him. Did Ronald do any good Wednesday night?
Yeah.
I know he was. He's been with me a long time. I said, I want Ronald to preach. Yeah, that's some apostolic grace. Come on, Junior. I'm closing. Y'all can sit down. You gonna call for the people?
Yes, sir.
I ain't calling for nobody. Praise God.